You're listening to ABC Radio Perth
with Gillian O'Shaughnessy.
Originally, we got a quote from an island that we were looking to get married on. He proposed in Vanuatu, and the quote came back $81,000, which included 35 people's accommodation for a week-long holiday, all your food and activities and everything included. And that was around the time that the scheme came to Queensland. Now, I'd been to the depot about four times before. I thought, why not see how many bottles that works out to be? So that's 810,000 bottles. And I posted on my Facebook to try and get all my friends and family to start collecting their recyclables, and I'd come around and pick them up. And yeah, here I am.
So how much altogether?
So far, I've got 58,201 bottles collected so far, plus a $1,000 check from Tomra Recycling, which is so awesome. I'm so excited.
58,201 bottles.
Yes, bottles.
Where do you keep them, or do you have you been recycling them as you go, or do you are you storing them somewhere and hoping to do it all at once?
So I'll wait until I've got about a carload to make it worthwhile, and so I'll keep a couple of bags at home. But once I've got a car full, I drive straight to the depot and cash it in, and that money goes straight into our wedding fund account that I set up. Yeah.
I can just, I'm just imagining you as sort of Mr. Bean style, Leonie, in a, yeah, with your hands clutching the steering wheel, your little face pressed against the glass in this car stuffed with bottles. Is it a bit like that?
It pretty much is like that. I have a tiny little Mr. Bean car too.
So what did you think you might save when you started out?
Like, to be honest, the wedding, minus all of everyone's accommodation, the actual wedding is only $5,000. So my goal was to try and get $5,000, and I wasn't sure how long it was going to take me. But I've nearly up to about 60,000 bottles now. I'm at 58,000. So the wedding's paid for, which I'm over the moon about. And yeah, now I'm just trying to see how many more I can collect to try and reduce the cost of our accommodation for the guests.
Well, you'll be saving for a house before you know it, Leonie.
Pretty much. It's a pretty good idea. People message me through the page and let me know what they're saving for. So it's really awesome to hear, like, heaps of kids are getting involved as well. Yeah, it makes me really happy.
That's so amazing. Leonie Starr has collected 58,201 bottles so far. This is in Queensland, where there is a deposit scheme. We are getting one soon here in Western Australia, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, awesome.
Yes, I tell you what, Leonie, I imagine people will be very inspired. So what do you actually get for a can or a bottle in the recycling scheme in Queensland?
Sorry, 10 cents. The only things that aren't eligible in the scheme are milk bottles, wine bottles and spirit bottles. The scheme was introduced to try and reduce litter. So I always try and explain to people, like, what are the things that you see on the sides of the road? Like, what do people throw out their windows? It's those type of containers that are eligible for the scheme. So you get 10 cents per container, and yeah, you can either do bag drops at your depot, or I think there's a couple of different companies around that have pods you can drop stuff off, but I'm in and out. They see me a couple of times a day.
They must know you pretty well by now, Leonie.
Yeah, first name basis, that's for sure.
Oh, that's fantastic. What does your husband-to-be think of it all?
When I first posted it, all my friends and family thought I was joking. My partner thought, oh, yeah, like a couple of months, like, it'll die down and, like, you know, she won't want to do it anymore. But I think I'm just getting more and more egged on. Like, so many more people are contacting me, supporting me, sending me messages, saying that I've inspired them to start collecting for the kids, and just all these messages are making me just want to try and get as close to my goal as I can.
How long has it taken you, Leonie?
So this, it'll be going into 6 months now, so we're still in 5 months of collecting, which is pretty cool. Yeah, next month is 6 months, I believe.
That's not a bad income.
Yeah, not bad. It's low, if that was your only income. So lucky I've still got my full-time job.
I tell you what, Leonie, that's brilliant. So just tell us about where you're getting married and how did your husband propose, your husband-to-be propose?
So we had actually never spoken about marriage, so I was very surprised when it happened. He's never been overseas before. He's worked on a trawler pretty much since day dot. And, we organised a family holiday. So all his family, his sisters, his mum, his stepdad and, like, all the kids and stuff, we went on a cruise. And that was through to the Pacific Islands. And the last stop was Vanuatu. And we went snorkelling for the day out at a reef on, like, a glass-bottom boat, which was beautiful. And then the boat was heading back to the shore. We were going to have some dinner at the cafe that the boat left from, and they stopped off at this private beach. The guy said, yep, we'll be here for about 10 minutes. I didn't really understand what was going on. I'm like, who stops at a beach for 10 minutes? That doesn't make sense. You can't do anything. You can't tan for 10 minutes.
Well, you could make a few life plans, as it turns out, Leonie.
And, yeah, he asked, do you want to go for a walk? And we walked down and I had no idea what was going on. He put his GoPro down, so he did film it all, but I just kind of kept walking because I didn't know what was going on. So we're a bit out of focus, but it's all been recorded, which is beautiful. And he got down on one knee and I turned around to be like, where are we walking to? And I was like, wait a second, where is he? He was down on his knee and he was so adorable. Like, I was just in shock, for one, because I've been a bridesmaid for a couple of my family members and a couple of my friends, and I just never thought that I'd have my own moment. Like, I was always hoping that one day I'd get married, but I just, like, we'd never spoken about it, so I was just in so much shock. The first thing I said too, did you ask my mum for permission? So I didn't even say yes straight away. I was crying. I'm like, did you ask my mom for permission? He's like, yes. I'm like, oh, my gosh. You asked my mom. It was so sweet.
Oh, Leonie, that is just so beautiful. Congratulations. And I just think you're amazing to be paying for it that way with all that work. But what a beautiful, I think you'll appreciate your day so much more knowing that all of that went into it. How fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you so much.